USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news about the Brett Kavanaugh situation. Fox News reporting the FBI will not investigate him unless the White House demands it. Kavanaugh has been vetted numerous times over the years by the FBI for various positions he's held. A California woman claims he sexually assaulted her 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. Kavanaugh denies it. President Trump says he feels terrible for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And a look now at your money. Stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 184 points to close at 26,246. The NASDAQ up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacked on 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news about the Brett Kavanaugh situation. Fox News reporting the FBI will not investigate him unless the White House demands it. Kavanaugh has been vetted numerous times over the years by the FBI for various positions he's held. A California woman claims he sexually assaulted her 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. Kavanaugh denies it. President Trump says he feels terrible for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And a look now at your money. Stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 184 points to close at 26,246. The NASDAQ up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacked on 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One thing we know too well is that sunshine doesn't necessarily mean safety.
The governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, worrying about the people in his state returning prematurely to their flooded out homes after Hurricane Florence.
Please, for your safety and the effectiveness of our emergency operations, do not try to return home yet.
As for the roads,
there are more than 1,100 road closures, including I-95 and I-40 still. Roads remain dangerous. And new road closings are still happening.
During a news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, President Trump defending his trade policies.
When you have $375 billion in trade deficits and then many billions of dollars in other liabilities of all different types, you have to do something about it.
The President then reiterating a line from his Make America Great Again rallies.
We are the piggy bank to the world. We've been ripped off by China.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A U.S. Navy sailor has been killed in a flight deck accident. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The Navy not saying much about what it describes as a mishap on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier. The Navy says in a statement the death occurred Monday on the USS George H.W. Bush. Commander Dave Hecht, a Navy spokesman, says it happened while the ship was out to sea. The cause of the mishap remains under investigation. He would only say the death was not related to weather and no other sailor.